Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. What about failure? Because that's a thing, right? I can see these moms who would try something and it just fails miserably, and that can be really discouraging. How would you encourage that mom?
I would say failure is perspective, number one. Don't look at it as failing. Look at it as a lesson to learn from, because now you're not starting from nothing. You're starting from experience, right? I'd also say surround yourself with people who can support you. When we started in business and we made that very first offer, we were making an offer to maybe 10 people on an email list, right? And nobody bought anything. And I thought I was a failure. I thought, well, who do I think I am? I don't know what I'm doing. All this other stuff. It wasn't until I joined a community of other people who were regularly making offers that I got to learn what the statistics are. Do you know if you have a list of 100 people and 2 people say yes to your offer, that's the average. Wow. Like, that's normal. Yeah. In the digital marketing world, right? And so surrounding yourself with people who know the business, understand the business, have up-to-date data to work with can really help you with that perception of whether this was truly a failure or whether it's just an indication that you need to keep going and try again.
What does it look like for your family? So your husband, I mean, you guys, it's a family business that you have. So your husband works with you. I'm assuming your kids do something maybe with you. I'm not sure. What is this? What does your family dynamic look like?
So I'm the face of the business with the Flamingo Advantage branding and the flower in my hair. And I do most of the teaching, right? But my husband, we say he's the president. So he's behind all the decision making. He does a lot of the behind the scenes logistics. I have a daughter who is a graphic design and video editor and has interned with people like Rachel Peterson and really upped her game even as a teenager and does a lot of work for us. Another one is an artist. My son is learning accounting, so he's helping behind the scenes with some of those things on a regular basis. And, you know, we just work together and what needs to be done today and can you do this or no, I'll take that or, you know, who excels at what and being able to find the right way to do that and being able to compensate, right? Like in your business, I'm not a CPA, so check with yours to get the specifics for your details and your state. But it's my understanding, at least from my CPA, that we can pay our kids up to a certain amount of money per year through the business before it becomes taxable to them. And it's things we would pay people to do anyway. So they may as well be learning those skills. It counts for school and educational experience. And they're learning to manage their money and manage their workload and learn new skills, develop things that will be sellable later on. And so it's really been a great blessing for us. But that's how ours works, is sort of a behind the scenes and a in front of the scenes perspectives. And it's just been a real blessing to be able to work together when we need to.
Yeah. Being able to count school credit for our kids to be part of our business is such an important thing. Just before you and I actually got on to record, my daughter and I were going through her high school transcript and we were looking at, okay, what are we still needing? What holes do we still need to fill in? It's her senior year this year. And so she has on there filmmaking for her freshman and sophomore year, because we were making a film as a family. We were traveling and filming a documentary. And so I actually, when I spoke with HSLDA and I went through her whole transcript with them and I said, you know, she hasn't taken a film class, but she's like, we made a movie. And they were like, absolutely. That is business. It's a class for her. And it's so great that we can put those on our kids' transcripts, because that's real life learning, right? I mean, the whole point of giving our kids a textbook or teaching them something is so that they can take it into their adult life, because our kids don't walk around with a textbook through their adult life. Right. Asking questions and trying to find the answers in a textbook. We teach them things so that they can go out into the world, into their adult life, and be prepared to live the life that God has given to them. And so it is such an advantage and a blessing to not just to us, but to our kids, for them to be able to learn alongside of us as we're building a business for the kingdom together with the Lord. So
Yeah. Our littles have helped as well when we do events. They're behind the scenes setting up the stage and helping, you know, some of them are making lunch for us while we're for our quick breaks in between. You know, my 9-year-old just did 2 commercial videos for our book that just came out, you know, and she did the voices for the little things and puppeted them and put the video together. Like, it's just amazing what they can do when you lean into that and give them an opportunity.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.